Airlines and airports around the world are on heightened alert after yesterday's terrorist attacks in Belgium, one at the airport in Brussels. There's an increased police presence at JFK and other New York airports, airports in Chicago, Boston also tightening up. While security has gotten tight for airline passengers in the past 15 years, this attack yesterday presents a new wrinkle. The bombs went off in a part of the airport that's unsecured. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us for a look at what it might mean for the airline industry. And Maggie, it already is meaning something for some of the foreign airlines. Aren't they already getting hit in the stocks?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Rami. We did see that immediate impact, which you would expect, and it was pretty broad. It was airline, hotel, broader travel, and also the broader markets, and really centered in Europe. But almost by the end of the day, Tuesday, and certainly today, we are seeing a lot of that be recouped. You know, as horrific and upsetting as these incidents are, they're not unexpected. Unfortunately, this is the reality of the world we live in. Investors are very aware of that, and they sort of adjusted their expectations. So we get a knee-jerk, and then we see people sort of take a step back and focus back on the fundamentals.
Well, this is hardly the most important thing when you have such loss of life. I mean, that is the number one concern. But
absolutely,
you know, the other aim of terrorism is to stop civilization, to stop airlines, to stop people from doing things like traveling, to keep them, you know, to stop modernity. So let's talk about, you know, a little more of the impact. What happens because these attacks were near the check-in counter where there's a crowd of people, not on the other side of security, not on a plane?
That's right. And you're right. This was absolutely an economic target, a target at the traveling public, of the movement of people. And there's a robust debate about how we should appropriately respond. And, you know, it's interesting when you talk to people in that area, that space when you first enter an airport, that ticket counter that we all recognize, that's considered landside. And that usually falls under national security or really most often local government authorities. You think about when you pull up and you get chased away when you're waiting for someone. Mm-hmm. It's usually the local police that are doing that. The other side, once you go through security, is the air side, where you see the aviation industry with the federal government really carrying out stricter controls. And we see that most intensely here in the U.S. after the new measures that were put in the wake of 9/11. The question is, does Europe need to replicate some of that? Will they change the way they approach things? It's interesting. Tony Tyler from IATA, which is the International Air Transport Association, was on with us yesterday on CNN. And he's a little bit concerned about this discussion of moving the perimeter, moving some of that security right out past the curb at the entrance of the airport, you know, questioning whether this would just move the line of vulnerability.
Right.
And he and many others say, listen, if we want to stop this, intelligence is the key. You need to stop the terrorists and identify them before they even make it to the airport. Yeah. But you can imagine the discussion is going to be, where is the appropriate line and what kind of security measures should be put in place to protect passengers?
Well, Megan and I were looking at a picture that was tweeted out of a railroad station, not the one that was attacked, another one in Belgium that had started its security outside of the station. Well, what did they have? A big crowd of people queuing up
right.
to try to get through the
Which
bottleneck.
Which is the worst when you're talking about a soft target, the worst thing you could hope for.
Maggie Lake of CNN Money, thank you so much.
You're welcome.